Images of starving people in the besieged town of Madaya in Syria have made global headlines in recent days. Humanitarian workers finally gained access to the town on Monday after being blocked since October. Briefing the UN General Assembly on his priorities for 2016, Ban Ki-moon had this to say about the situation there.
The town has been the victim of deliberate starvation. Let me be clear, the use of food as a weapon of war is a war crime. All sides, including the Syrian government, which has the primary responsibility to protect Syrians, are committing atrocious acts prohibited under international humanitarian law. Combatants have shown complete and utter disregard for Madaya's people.
Among the victims were 400 people, including children, who were so ill they were too frail to take in any nourishment. They're now being evacuated for medical care. The UN chief said there are other Syrians suffering the same fate as those in Madaya.
What about the 400,000 others elsewhere in Syria in similar conditions of isolation? They too have a right to assistance, a right to dignity, and a right to food.
And he had this message for the warring parties.
All sides in the Syria conflict are guilty of heightening the suffering of civilians, of committing unconscionable abuses. Today, I call for immediate and unconditional and unimpeded humanitarian access. Tomorrow, there must be accountability for all those who play with people's lives and dignity in this way. The regional and international patrons also have much to answer for.
The diplomatic effort to end what has so far been an intractable conflict picks up again in Geneva on the 25th of January, when it's hoped a further round of political talks will be convened. Mr. Ban had this warning for the international community.
People caught up in conflict or disaster must not be left to suffer because of political paralysis or a lack of resources.
Next month, a pledging conference to raise money to help Syrians affected by the civil war in their country will take place in London, England. And then in May, a global humanitarian summit will be held, a summit which the UN Secretary-General has said is an opportunity to reaffirm and restore our common humanity. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.